Our final feature is a timely reminder of the rise and fall of a shoe factory, where Norwich people loved to work, the Florida and Vandal Works, which has somewhat oddly been described as the target of repeated vandalism. The feature is read by Robin Quine.
The rise and fall of shoe factory that was a place where generations worked. A busy and bustling Norwich factory, once producing around 8,000 pairs of shoes a week, was abandoned, vandalised, and has now been destroyed by fire. Only the memories remain. The former Florida and Vandal Works on Dibden Road was a place where generations of skilled men and women loved working, and one which also opened its doors to members of the public. The history of shoemaking in Norwich goes back hundreds of years, and by 1851, more than 5,000 people were working in the trade. Many of them worked at home, but as the machines arrived, the factories were built and it became a major industry. As the textile trade faded, shoemaking took over, and Norwich companies tended to specialise in high-quality footwear for women and children. The city became the third largest manufacturing centre in the country, behind Northampton and Leicester. And for many, this was not just a job, but a way of life, and the shoemakers knew how to enjoy themselves. By the early 1930s, the boot and shoe trade employed over 10,000 people, with many companies such as Bally, Norvic, Edwards and Holmes, Sexton, Son and Everard, James Southall and Co. among them. Adelman Goodman bought the small Florida shoe factory on Salhouse Road in 1936, and it was later taken over by his sons David and Lionel, employing around 85 people. In the early years, they made good quality shoes for ladies, and following the war, Vandal Shoes Limited was formed to market the Florida range. During the late 1950s, the company was able to buy the larger factory in Dibden Road, known as the Eagle Shoe Works. Business boomed thanks to their much-loved wide-fitting shoes for ladies. Janet Metcalf, who worked there in the 1960s, said there was a lovely atmosphere in the factory. People enjoyed working for and respected the Goodman family, who would join their workers at special dinners and lunches. In 1961, there were 18 people who received a gold watch, having completed 25 years with the company. By the 1980s, times were changing. There were large investments in new machinery, and on a Saturday in 1984, fire broke out in the roof, which could have had disastrous consequences. It was all hands to the pump, and business resumed as normal on Monday. Come the 1990s, the shoes were being designed in Norwich, but made abroad, and in 2018, Vandal announced it was shutting the Dibden Road factory, and it remained closed, being attacked by vandals, until it was destroyed. This was the city's oldest shoe factory, built by Chittock and Sons in 1912, which also welcomed visitors on tours of the premises to see beautiful shoes being made. Chairman at the time, Simon Goodman, said then, "Our workforce enjoy it when people come on factory visits. They love to show off their skills. We are proud that after 75 years, we still make shoes in Norwich. We are very aware of our heritage and consider it an inherent part of the company." Different Times, The Story of the Norwich Boot and Shoe Trade, published by Francis and Michael Holmes of Norwich Heritage Projects in 2013, is well worth reading and still available.
Thank you, Robin.